Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. This morning we're going to spend some time talking about pre-kindergarten screening. That's an important thing that we do that really helps us with not only placement but also instruction. My very special guest on the program is Ron Moss. He's our elementary supervisor. Welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
I appreciate you being on, and you probably listen to us on local radio out of Canton, WPTL, or you're picking up our podcast off our website, and we appreciate you all listening to us either way. Okay, Mr. Moss, just for folks who may not know a whole lot about pre-K, and even if you know a lot, it's good to have a review. What is the pre-kindergarten program, and really what's the purpose of the program?
Okay, the pre-kindergarten program has been set up, and our district has been faithful about supporting it to provide, as we're saying now, an extra year of school for kids who are determined to be at risk. Our philosophy is that we're about catching kids up so that when they get to kindergarten, they're pretty much on par with their peers, and they're ready to achieve success.
And we'll talk about the screening in a minute, but that's just to see which ones need the most catching up.
Right.
But before we do that, just real briefly, we're expanding our program for a different type of pre-kindergarten student. You want to talk just about that for a second?
Yes, what we did early on in the school years, we did some research. We visited a close by district.
Polk County,
yes.
Yeah, we give them credit, yeah.
And we determined a way to be able to expand our site list from 4 to 6. And the way that's being done is we are going to have 4 paid slots for parents who are interested or willing to pay.
For another year of school.
For another year of school. There'll be 4 paid slots at each of the 6 sites. So that's 24 slots total. And with that infusion of funding, we were able to take funding we already have and kind of stretch it out. Yeah. And that's what allowed us to...
And without spending a lot of
yes.
time on that, we've done another podcast on that, so you can find that to learn more about that. But those folks don't need to qualify. They'll be, you know, lotteried in.
Right.
But that's an extra year of school for folks who may not need even to catch up.
Right. Okay. Absolutely.
So let's talk about the screenings, because we'll want to screen all of them, the sort of normal, regular pre-K kids, so we determine who needs the most catching up and we can get them in and serve them. And then the other students, the paid students, because we'll want to know on day one, are we teaching them letters or words, or are we reading with them?
Right, absolutely.
We just won't know where they are.
Right, absolutely.
So the screening will help us start in the right place with them. So let's talk about the screening, you know, and first of all, how will people know when their screening date, when that is?
Okay, as people have come by to pick up applications, which are now available here at Central Office.
Yeah, and we've advertised that in
right.
the media and
yes.
several places.
Their information is being collected, the name of their child, the parent, the address, and the phone number, and what will happen is Jennifer Welch, my secretary, will be calling people sometime the 3rd or 4th week of May with a time and date for screening. And all of our screenings will be held at the Education Center, which is the building next to Central Haywood High School, where the board meets.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jennifer calls, if parents need directions, they'll be given directions. And
they can go. And
yes.
And what do they need to bring with them when we need to have it before, hopefully, but at least on that day.
Right. Hopefully, when parents turn in those applications, they're complete.
Right.
But if they're not, Jennifer will let them know when she calls them to schedule, to let them know when the appointment is. what additional paperwork may be missing from the application to bring with them on that day.
We may need a copy of a birth certificate or immunization record or something.
Yes.
And now, if you're missing one little piece of it, rest assured we're going to screen you because we want to serve your child if they're eligible or if they're one of the paid slots that's been selected. We'll screen you. But we really do need all that information to effectively run the program.
Right.
Okay. And then let's talk about, got ahead of myself, in show prep you sort of write these things down and you know what you're going to talk about in what order. But with me, sometimes I distract myself. So I'm sorry there, podcast and radio listeners. Let's talk about the components of the screening. What are we looking for, and how does that help us with the children?
Right. Okay, probably the academic part of the screening that's important. We're looking for students' understanding of alphabet and their understanding of numbers. Basically, do they know the alphabet? Can they count? How far can they count?
Right.
Do
they know the difference between a number and a letter?
Absolutely. We also look at, we have them do some different walking exercises, holding pencils. Basically, that's to determine where students are in terms of their motor skills development.
Yeah. Gross motor is big muscles walking around moving. Small motor is, can I hold a pencil and manipulate it and draw a number or a letter or a figure?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Determine whether kids are able to follow starting out with single-step directions, and then we go to three-step directions just to get an idea of how they're processing information. And then kids will be shown a variety of pictures, and they'll have to name what the picture is. And basically what we are testing there is what vocabulary understanding do kids have coming into pre-K.
And I don't want to tease this out too much, but you can tell a lot about a child if they look at a picture and they say dog, or if they say, well, that looks like a beagle or a collie.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So that gives you a depth, understanding of their depth of vocabulary and understanding. And especially if it really is a picture of a dog.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to be funny, but, you know, sometimes we can confuse things, and it may be a picture of a horse, and they say donkey, and we know they're close.
Right.
Or it may just be way off base. But it gives us an understanding of their depth of experiences.
Absolutely.
That they got before applying to preschool. Okay. So, again, just recapping. If you're a family who has made application to participate in the pre-K phone call, you'll get a call about when?
It will be the third or fourth week of May.
Right. And then you should go ahead and sort of block on your calendar what time period when the screening's probably going to occur.
Which would be, honestly, a Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. The first or second week of June.
First or second week of
June.
It's okay. So if you've made application for pre-kindergarten, please don't go on vacation the first or second week in June. Go, you know, you may not have kids in school yet. Go in May or go in July or go in August. Okay, great. I think we've covered everything that we planned to talk about for the pre-K screening.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know more about the paid slots, I think we have another podcast up, or you can just call us here at 456-2400 and ask about those. You can talk to Mr. Moss or Bill Nolte or any of us about the Jill Barker.
Jill Barker,
because part of that is Title I. Okay. Thank you for being on.
I enjoyed being here. Thank you for
having me. We'll come back in a day or two week or two and talk about kindergarten screening, which is a little different and a little more complicated. But as always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report, and I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.